My name is Gary Butterfield, he, him.
My name is Kay Ross, she, her.
And you're listening to Adaptation Decay, the Patreon bonus show where you look at how video games and video game-ish things are adapted into other media.
And this month we're talking about The Running Man for our 100th episode. This was written by Stephen E. D'Souza, directed by Paul Michael Glaser, and it originally released in 1987.
Yeah, it's episode 100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're doing the ultimate Gary movie here.
This is a real Gary movie.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of this movie.
I also enjoy this movie. It's just, I associate like beaming love of it with you.
Yeah. I just, you know, hit me at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. And it's, we're ushering in something we were calling in the green room, the summer of treats.
Yeah.
This is the first episode in the summer of treats. We've been putting it on the line, watching some real dog shit. and we're going to have a nice summer of treats.
Yeah.
If you're not familiar with this, this is the story of Captain Ben Richards, the butcher of Bakersfield, who is an honorable soldier cop. However, he is framed for a massacre and made to compete in a violent game show called The Running Man.
Yes, the movie is set in this dystopian police state in the far off year of 2017, where all media is censored, run through a government affiliated television network, ICS, and everybody's bloodlust is kind of channeled through this gladiatorial show, The Running Man, where convicts compete in order to win such luxuries as a jury trial or maybe even a pardon.
By jury. The rules of The Running Man is you have 3 hours and you complete in 4 quads. If you like the words quads and zones, mm-hmm.
If you like quads, zones and uplinks, then yes, this is for you, baby.
You will like this movie. There's a lot of the dialogue is about quad zones and uplinks. It's basically this burnt out post-apocalyptic like urban zone.
Yeah.
It's hard to describe this as anything other than a zone. It feels like you could turn around the corner and see the X-Men cowering from a sentinel.
Uh-huh.
Anywhere in this movie.
Yeah. In fiction, this is a like a 400 square block radius of LA that was just never like rebuilt after the great quake of 1997. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're hunted by stalkers who are basically supervillains,
mm-hmm.
in this. And that's more or less why this is on Adaptation Decay. First of all, Summer of Treats, we've earned it.
Yep.
The tagline. So we can do what we want. But this is a movie that was influential on video games.
Yeah.
And resembles a video game quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
There are levels and boss battles,
yeah.
in this.
It like to the point where it feels kind of Mega Man-y. Yeah. To me a little bit like one of the guys pretty much like just kind of is Spark Mandrill kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's real goofy. Mm-hmm. But you know, again, tons of video game DNA. I think if you watch this, you'll see it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk the cast. I think Gary, this is the first and only Arnold Schwarzenegger movie we have like talked about in depth on the network.
Yeah, we don't have opportunity to. We've done like the Total Recall NES game,
yeah.
and such. Nordic Suffering,
Last Action Hero was, I believe, one of the first episodes we did. Yeah.
So we had a little bit of time with Arnold Schwarzenegger, mm-hmm. but not as much. And it's hard to. This is I'm old. Mm-hmm. It is hard to describe how important Arnold Schwarzenegger was to like a teenage boy in the very early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was just huge.
Yeah.
You know, he's not a good actor.
Nope.
Sometimes
barely comprehensible. Most of his dialogue in this is ADR still.
Yeah, he still kind of does that. If you check him out as a guy, like I remember.